Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Sidebar, presented by Law & Crime, where we recap the biggest moments in the day's biggest trials. I'm Jesse Weber. So we're talking the ongoing trial of Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard out in Fairfax County, Virginia, and I'm actually recording this in Fairfax. I was reporting outside the courthouse all day. It's just absolutely incredible. I got there at 6 a.m., and the line to get a ticket into that court was longer than it has ever been. Everybody wants to see what'll happen next in this ongoing saga. We just wrapped up day 12. And just to give you a recap here, Depp is suing his ex-wife for $50 million claiming defamation, namely that she falsely accused him of domestic abuse in a 2018 Washington Post opinion piece, and that that article ruined his life and his career. And she's actually countersuing him for $100 million, saying he defamed her when he allegedly orchestrated a public smear campaign against her, saying she made up her injuries and lied about him being an abuser. So we started off the day with Travis McGivern. This is another member of Depp's security team. And like other witnesses before him, he testified that Heard was physically and verbally abusive to Depp, and many times Depp would try to get away from Heard. This is something that the actor had testified to when he was on the stand. And remember, his argument is, hey, I didn't abuse Amber Heard. She attacked me. I'm the victim. But Travis McGivern really provided what could arguably be the first real-hand account of physical violence from Heard towards Depp. Not only did he describe when the actress allegedly threw a Red Bull can into Depp's back, but then there was this.
Did you see Ms. Heard again that evening after Mr. Depp was in her closet?
I did, yeah. She must have heard what was going on and not been too pleased. So she shortly after re-entered Penthouse 5 as I was trying to get Mr. Depp out of there.
And what happened at that point?
So her and her sister both came back in. We were on the middle level, so her office level of Penthouse 5 at that point. She was agitated. Mr. Depp was agitated. I felt it was time to get Mr. Depp out of the situation, so I stepped in between Ms. Heard and Mr. Depp. Telling Mr. Depp that we were leaving and that it wasn't up to him anymore. At that point, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a fist and an arm come across my right shoulder, and I heard and saw a closed fist contact Mr. Depp in the left side of his face.
And whose fist was that?
That was Miss Hurd's fist.
Where did you go?
So Miss Hurd and her sister left Penthouse 5. Again, I don't know where they went. I'm assuming they went through Penthouse 4, or either in 4 or 3. Mr. Depp was not pleased with me, naturally. He went into the bathroom for a couple minutes. Miss Lloyd talked to him. And they came out and agreed that it was time to leave. So as we were leaving the front door, Mr. Depp got right in my face. He was wearing sunglasses. And maybe not sunglasses. He was wearing glasses. Pulled them down, pointed to the left side of his face, and told me, "That's your fault." And I agreed. And then we proceeded to the vehicle, and we left the lofts.
What did you see on the left side of Mr. Depp's face?
There was already a nice little shiner. Definitely swollen and red. It wasn't black and blue yet, but it was definitely swollen and red.
At any point during this incident, did Mr. Depp throw anything at Ms. Hurd?
No.
Now, Travis McGivern did acknowledge that Depp was no angel, that he would also verbally abuse Amber Hurd as well, and he even said that he observed Depp rearrange her closet by throwing all her clothes and shoes on the floor. After Travis McGivern, we heard from Jack Wiggum, who is Depp's talent manager and agent, and also entertainment industry expert Richard Marks. First, I got to tell you, it was fascinating to hear what Depp was earning before 2018. We're talking crazy numbers. In fact, when negotiations were happening for Pirates of the Caribbean 6, which Depp claims he lost because of Hurd, he was scheduled to earn $22.5 million. But Wiggum and Marks were called to show just how much of a detrimental impact that Washington Post article had on Depp's career and reputation, which is a major factor in a defamation case.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
How, if at all, was the op-ed different from other articles you had read about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard relationship?
It was a first person account coming from the victim. It's extremely impactful.
Impactful in a good or bad way?
With respect to Johnny, it was catastrophic because it was coming from a first person account. It was not from a journalist. It was not from someone observing. It was from someone saying, "This happened to me."
In addition to Pirate Six, Did Mr. Depp lose any other films between December 2018 and October 20?
Objection, Your Honor. First of all, I don't think he testified that he lost Pirate 6. Second of all, it's
she's now contradicting the witness's testimony, inappropriate.
Both of you, overruled. Let's go. Next, go ahead and answer the question.
Yes. After the op-ed, it was impossible to get him a studio film, which is what we normally would have been focused on in that time period.
He was, one of the guys, and I never heard any complaints, if you will.
Do you have an opinion about the impact of the publication of the op-ed on Mr. Depp's reputation in Hollywood?
It's devastating. It's the type of claim, the Me Too claim of sexual violence, domestic abuse, that has canceled a list of actors. Chris Noth recently. I just read something about Frank Langella. We know newscasters, Les Moonves, head of CBS. Now Johnny Depp is in their ranks.
But what was interesting was the cross-examination of these witnesses by Heard's team, because they tried to show that it wasn't the Washington Post article that tanked Depp's career. It was everything else. It was because Heard filed the TRO in 2016 and first accused Depp of abuse, which is something he's not even suing her for. It was because he received all this negative press for filing a lawsuit against Amber Heard, and the public saw his drunken kitchen video, or they heard the audio tapes. It was because of an article that was published in The Sun that called Johnny Depp a wife beater. It was because his movies were bombing. It was because Depp was receiving bad press for the booze, the drugs, him allegedly punching someone. Now, to give you a sense of this, I want to talk about when Heard's team cross-examined one of Depp's witnesses, because Depp's team called an intellectual property consultant, Doug Bania, and he testified that the actor's Q score, which measures the public's favorability or likability of a celebrity, that Q score dropped after the 2016 allegations and then worsened after the 2018 Washington Post article. But listen carefully to Heard's team questioning what this data really even shows.
Since Ms. Heard's op-ed came out on December 18th, 2018, you would agree with me that by definition, all the spikes you analyzed before December 18, 2018 could not have been caused by the op-ed, right?
Correct.
So articles about Mr. Depp's drug use before December 2018 could not have been caused by the op-ed, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you testified about three particular Q scores for Mr. Depp, right?
Three periods of time are the Q scores that I analyzed.
And you're not offering an opinion as to why Mr. Depp's Q scores changed, correct?
That's correct.
And Q scores can go up and down for actors for any sort of reason, correct?
That's possible.
You recall testifying that they could go up and down for any sort of reason in your deposition?
Yeah, they can go up and down for many different reasons.
So you're not offering an opinion that Mr. Depp's Q scores were damaged because of Ms. Heard's op-ed, correct?
That's correct. Okay.
So yeah, not entirely clear how much this Q score data really definitively proved the impact the 2018 Washington Post article had on Depp. Stay with us here at Sidebar as we'll continue right after these words from our friends at They Walk Among America podcast.
The award-winning team that created They Walk Among Us, featuring true crime cases from the UK, now bring their unique and bone-chilling podcast across the pond to the United States. Dive deep into cases that hit close to the American heartland.
Police have arrested a man they are calling a serial killer.
With the criminals that walk alongside you.
Significant evidence. That's what Maui police are calling the results of a DNA test linked to a 20-year-old cold case murder.
Who live next door, or maybe who sleep beside you.
Police are investigating a double homicide.
This is They Walk Among America, a new true crime podcast covering tales of murder and mystery in the United States.
The defendant is guilty of manslaughter as charged.
They Walk Among America is a Law and Crime Podcast Network production. For more information, visit lawandcrime.com/podcasts or theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Now, finally, we closed out the day with the testimony of Erin Fallati, Amber Heard's former nurse, who we've heard about in this case. She's been referred to as Erin Borum. This was a pre-recorded deposition testimony. Now, this is testimony that we have been waiting for because so many witnesses said that they never saw injuries on Amber Heard. However, this nurse said the opposite. She described what she observed in December 2015.
December 17th, 2015?
Yes.
And you wrote RN in contact with client to notify her that she'd be able to deliver medications to her home. RN waited at door for several minutes after knocking. Client greeted RN at door looking disheveled. Hair appeared unbrushed. Client appeared weepy and sad. Posture is slouched. Client told RN about argument with husband. RN offered emotional support but reminded client that RN could not stay as was on duty with another client and was only visiting in order to deliver medication. Per client, she had not had contact with husband since altercation. Client had visible bright red blood appearing at center of lower lip. When RN made client aware that she was actively bleeding on her lip, client stated it was from injury sustained in the, and then it's blank, you see that? And then, we can keep going down in the argument between her and her husband, and that it continues to bleed actively. You wrote that?
Yes.
And then you also wrote, clients also states that her head is bruised and that she lost clumps of hair in altercation. You wrote that?
I assume so, it's in my notes.
Okay. And then you wrote, RN briefly looked at client's scalp but was unable to visualize the hematomas client had described. You wrote that?
Yes, I would agree.
And she was also shown pictures of what Heard texted her one night, pictures that appear to show Heard with a bruised face.
And you received this picture from Amber?
That's correct.
What is this picture of?
I was just asking if you could scroll down. Well, could you rewind it just a little
bit? Ms. Heard.
And does the picture show redness under Ms. Heard's eyes?
You can answer as a lay person if she has such an opinion. If you have an opinion one way or the other, you can let them know.
I'm not an expert, so, I mean, there's color on her face in different areas. I don't know what's what.
And you received this first picture of Amber at 12:36 a.m., correct?
That's the timestamp there.
And you received another picture at 12:36 a.m.?
It appears so.
And who do you see in that picture?
Also Ms. Heard.
And you received a third picture of Amber at 12:36 a.m.?
Yes, it appears so.
And is that third picture of Amber?
Yes, that's Ms. Heard.
And you received the fourth picture of Amber at 12:36 a.m.?
Then, yes.
And this fourth, I think just so it's clear, the fourth picture is of Amber, correct?
That's correct.
And you received that at 12:36 a.m.?
Yes, that's the timestamp.
And these are pictures of Amber's face, correct?
Yes, that's a picture of her face and neck.
I am sure Depp's team will have a lot to say when they cross-examine Ms. Fallati, but that is for our next episode. Thanks for listening to us here on Sidebar. Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jesse Weber. Speak to you next time.